This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Scott Jennings after 5 o'clock. It's been a bit since we've caught up with him. Also, Neil Gelman from the Gelman team, kind of catching up on the real estate market as we head into spring. Plus, I will have an audio cut of the day. We have a roundtable tomorrow that will feature our friend Jane Duker, State Rep Steve Butts, and I was hanging with him in the Capitol yesterday. And we have one more person. Oh, Sean Flower. Can't forget Mayor Flower down in Eureka. Always a great participant here on the roundtable. He's a veteran. He'll be here as well. We have Cusimano and Paul Hall in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk some entertainment and sports. Brian Kilmeade, a rare Friday appearance, but he will be with us. And then we'll talk Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Tim Sommer tomorrow night as well. We have not caught up with Paul Morrow for a while, Fox News contributor, retired NYPD inspector, and founder of the opsdesk.org. Paul, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Let me just start with your impressions of Doge and everything that's going on with that and the hyperventilating that's going on the other side.
Well, you know, when Donald Trump first came on the scene politically, you got to remember, those of us in New York grew up with him. And I'll admit there was a little bit of sort of, felt like the ground shifted under your feet. I remember saying, Donald Trump's going to be the candidate? Really?
Yeah.
Donald Trump from here, New York? And then, of course, you started to see that he was up in the polls on the, on the Republican side. And somebody said something to me very wise that has stayed with me all this time. I was skeptical about Trump's ability to win and whether or not, he'd have the policy chops and et cetera. Obviously, I was quite wrong. Guy said to me, you know what, Paul, he's making all the right enemies. And that really struck home to me, because if you really drill down, who Trump targets is really the most telling thing about him, in my estimation. And this Doge stuff is, exhibit A. Because every day there's another horrific example of how our money has not only been used, in very just sort of casual ways at best, but also it has been used to thwart what I think most Americans on both sides would say are common sense policies. It's really enabled the Democrats, and I would argue the real progressives, to weaponize government against us.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's awesome what's being exposed right now. And, there's a lot of panic. I do think, and we've already seen examples, I've mentioned this a couple of times, there was some spigots that were turned off that got turned back on because it was important to do so. So they're going to look and maybe take a closer look at some of these things. But let's face it, when you start getting Carolyn Leavitt read some of these, unbelievable, whether it's 32,000 or 57,000 or 5 million or, 50 million, it's still a waste of taxpayer dollars. And the American people are kind of sick of that.
A metric I always use, Mark, is I say to myself, all right, in the scheme of the federal budget, is $200 million really that much money? And then I say to myself, think about how many cops you could hire for that.
Right.
Think how many, think about how many remedial reading teachers you could hire if we cared about reading and writing anymore in our education system. Think about how many firemen, think how many, to fight fires. in the Pacific Northwest and the Midwest, where we have all these fire problems. You know, you can go down the line. It's just the frivolous use of our money has been shameful. The Democrats are really misreading the room. They think that if they get on the mic and scream loud enough, that somehow or other they're going to convince. And what they don't realize is that we're all sitting here saying to ourselves, what are you yelling about? You should be pleased that this has happened. Whoever would be upset about an audit that uncovers a ton of waste? And I would argue, you know, I don't want to say fraud, but I would argue corruption Washington style, which doesn't necessarily mean that the people in government are lining their pockets, although we God knows what will be uncovered here, but just favored parties existing and growing ever larger on the overgenerosity of a particular Democratic Party, and we're all paying for it.
You know, I had go back and forth on the ex formerly Twitter on some stuff. And, you know, on Doge, I got people that are in the camp that, oh, you know, this is Elon. He's an unelected bureaucrat. All this nonsense that we're hearing, blah, blah, blah. And you're right. The Democrats have taken the wrong sides of this. But all you have to do is just kind of search waste in government and you'll turn up $9 billion from an IRS website that is from all of the CARES Act. And that was from March of last year. So you look at Medicaid. They're going to look at Medicare. There's a lot of fraud, and like billions of dollars worth of fraud. And that's money that's supposed to go to people that need it. And they're not talking about keeping that money from people. But, you know, when all is said and done here, I don't know how much accounting we will have. But I'm just going to be glad that a lot of this is exposed. And we've been asking for Congress to vote on some of these things independently, not bundled up into big, you know, packages where they have amendments and earmarks and stuff like that. And that's what's happened. We've accumulated this over the course of years and decades.
I actually think that we are maybe even missing an opportunity. That is, the right is. And I think I advocated for this, you know, mentioned my Substack, the Ops Desk, and I did a video last night. I think what they should do is make this really user-friendly and really palpable to the American public. If I were sitting where Donald Trump is, I'd get a couple of people together, put together a team. I would get a special prosecutor named, which he can do, Bondi can do that, and get a grand jury. Now, you want to start arresting people? No, not necessarily. But you can do a grand jury at the federal level to issue a report, just that. And the reason it matters is you can get people in under oath. And then the whole thing, you take the report is public. Remember, grand jury minutes are always supposed to be secret. You can't see it. It's a felony to leak them. But a grand jury report is not secret. Get a grand jury together. Issue a report and put that report online and make it really friendly, like market it. You know what I mean? Get it in chapters, name the names. Let us know this person is the person who gave $2 million for a DEI play in Guatemala. Here's where the money went. And let us know who's at the other end of this or at both ends of this thing. And that should be like remember the 9/11 report? It came out in a book. You could get it anywhere. It was free. I think, you know.
Yeah, I do.
They should put it out like that.
Yeah.
Put that thing out so everybody can see it and make it very reader friendly. And I think that Dems almost will never recover because it's going to be so bad for them.
You know, we used to have Citizens Against Government Waste. They put out a pork report every year. Tom Coburn, who was a senator in Oklahoma, used to put out a, you know, kind of a pork report every year. So some of this stuff has been highlighted in different ways, if you will. But they're working at such a fast pace in Washington. They're uncovering so much of this stuff, Paul. I don't even know how you keep on top of it. So in the end, I don't know, you know, where these significant savings will be, because you do have to get something if you're trying to reduce $2 trillion. You're going to have to go into different areas. But look, they're being opened. And I think even Pete Hegseth and others are saying, let's look at the State Department. Let's look at the Defense Department. There's got to be fraud in those contracts as well.
Of course. Of course there is. I mean, you know, military contracts. That's kind of an old meme, right? We all know the way that they spend money. We know that contractors have this incestuous relationship. There's no bigger supporter of the military than I am. You know, my old man fought in Korea, et cetera. But that said, Pentagon spends money like it's water, and they went woke. I mean, God, that's one I didn't see coming. So I really do think, you know, in the pork report that you're talking about, you're absolutely right. It would come out every year. You'd read an article on it. You'd shake your head, and then you'd go on with your life. Nothing ever changed, and that's why you could put the report out every year. I'm not denigrating the work he did. Thank God for it. But if had he not done that, maybe Doge never happens because it never gets on anybody's radar screen. But this one feels like they're finally making moves, and it's because it's Donald Trump, and it's because he's got all the levers of power here. He's got the high ground. Godspeed to him.
Well, and it's like you referenced the 9/11 Commission, but we had the Grace Commission. We had Simpson-Bowles. I paid a lot of attention 13, 14 years ago to the report that, you know, Alan Simpson did, and it was pretty important. But again, nothing ever got implemented. That's the deal.
Nothing changes.
Right. So that's why this is so refreshing. I had someone ask me yesterday, do you really support this? I'm like, yes, I support it, because this is the only opportunity to peel some of this stuff back. And I think as you peel the onion back and you expose the specifics, that's where the people who are not fans of foreign aid to begin with, let's face it, that's not something that's going to poll well right now in this country. They're going to say, yeah, this is why we were against it in the first place, because we knew some of this was happening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't want to villainize anybody particularly, but you got to recognize that Samantha Power, who has been a longtime Democratic operative, you know, since when are we funding DEI operas or whatever that event was in Ireland? And it's not lost on me that Samantha Power grew up in Dublin, comes here. She is a diehard. She was in, you know, when she was the UN ambassador, somehow or other, she ends up implicated in Crossfire Hurricane. She was getting those reports, which really shouldn't even have been in her inbox. And all of a sudden, now you're finding out all this money's going out the door for all of these ludicrous objectives. Transgenderism in Peru. Who cares? It's there. They got their own country. What? You really think that the Peruvians want America to shove transgenderism down their throats here? These are, for the most part, these are Christian countries who are not going to be on board with that. And we're showing up as the ugly American. I'm sure that's how it's read. Yeah, and I'll tell you one last thing here. And I know this from the counterterrorism world. These NGOs in our country, they all have, in the same way banks have a correspondent bank overseas that they do business with, the NGOs have the same thing. And we have NGOs in this country, and I'm sorry to say, some of them go through the Catholic Church.
Oh, I know. They do.
They do. And I grew up Catholic. Don't get me wrong. You know, and they did a lot of good, you know, in my life. They kept me out of trouble, God knows. But, you know, and obviously my parents did. But that said, so these NGOs, they have correspondent NGOs in country. You're telling me an NGO in Venezuela, who's almost certainly getting millions from an NGO here in America, you're telling me, number one, we're not funding that. Of course we are. But number two, you're telling me Maduro is not dipping into that? The worst actors on the planet are getting American money to continue to target America. And that's the truth of this. And that's why I'd like to see a grand jury. I'd really like to follow the money here, put out a report, and let's demonstrate that all of the hyper-leftist Bolivariere, I'm not sure that's the right word, but the Bolivar revolutionaries that have begun to take over Latin America again, and I've been all throughout that region. I love it. But you've got all these countries shifting hyper-left, and you can guarantee that they are existing on our largesse.
Absolutely. And, you know, what you said there about connecting the dots, it's one thing to slice and dice here a little bit, expose some of it. But beyond that, I think connecting some of the dots on where this money was coming from and going to, in, you know, specifically, if you will, and who's really profiting, I think that could be even more eye-opening than what we've seen so far. Paul Morrow is back with us from theopsess.org. Just briefly, before I get to the break here, and I want to do some stuff relating to reading and education, actually, you kind of reminded me of that, but what the hell is going on with Letitia James in New York? Because that's an attorney general that went after Donald Trump for issues relating to property, and now she's got some of that haunting her as well, Paul?
It does look that way. So a guy here in New York who I happen to have some contact with, Sammy Antar, who, you know, is a little bit of a checkered past, but there's no arguing his ability with research and numbers, has uncovered the fact that she appears to have every bit as much over-mortgaged her properties as she contended Donald Trump did in her suit against him, in that ludicrous suit where the outcome was baked into the cake, and she seems to have the exact same issue going on. Now, you won't respond to any inquiries. So while you have to give her the benefit of the doubt, at least at this point, you know, you don't have to give her much benefit of the doubt when she won't answer any questions. The problem is getting somebody's attention to look into it. But Sammy has done great work on this. She has property in Norfolk, Virginia, and she has property in Brooklyn here. And in some instances, these things appear to be mortgaged at the level of over 400% or up to 400%. And I can't imagine any bank, especially in the current environment, giving those sorts of loans where they're going to be fourth in line. The Brooklyn property has apparently got four different banks on it.
Yeah, you said four mortgages in your report. That is nuts. Yeah, that's interesting.
Nuts. And she's got some explaining to do. And, you know, right now she's being sued. And Eric Adams all of a sudden seems to be on Team Trump. And he knows a lot about her. So this could get real interesting.
Yeah. So what's your take on that? I mean, he did he essentially, well, it looks like he kind of cut a deal, right?
Yeah. He is going to help Trump here get the migrant crisis under control, which has already begun. He said he's going to put an ICE office out in Records, which is the jail here. And he's probably, I would think, as one of the other shoes that'll drop. And when you hear this, you'll remember you heard it here.
Okay.
He's going to help Trump get rid of congestion pricing, which is a tax on driving in lower Manhattan below 59th Street. And that will be enormously popular in New Jersey because New Jerseyans are up in arms about that because a lot of them commute here. And then,
we've talked about that a little bit.
You know.
I'm familiar with that issue.
He wants that.
Yep. All right. Well, Paul, awesome to have you on. I appreciate it so much. I hope all is well. You have a great week and a great weekend, too.
All right, buddy. You too. Thanks,
check out theopsdesk.org. I do have this interesting story about a kid that graduated with a 3.4 GPA that couldn't even read. It's rather stunning. I'll share it next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.